AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Heavy rain lashing Arkansas last night as a tornado swept through the central part of the state. CBS's Bradley Blackburn says at least 9 people were killed in several states.
Tornadoes were reported in eastern Iowa, where homes were completely destroyed with families trying to pick through the pieces. Storms left a trail of destruction, splintering buildings and flipping cars. Winds from the system even whipped up grass fires in Oklahoma. Wild weather that is affecting millions across the country.
In Belvidere, Illinois, chaos after the roof of the Apollo Theater collapsed during a concert. At least one person was killed. Fire Chief Sean Shadell says several people were injured.
So there was injured people underneath of the roof collapse, but the front awning also collapsed. So there were injuries associated with that, and there were injuries in the basement as well.
The collapse was reported as severe storms with 90-mile-per-hour winds blew through. Former President Trump is expected to be arraigned on Tuesday in a criminal court in Manhattan. CBS's Robert Costa says this could lead to a test for Republicans.
A lot of Republicans are rallying around Trump. They're saying he's still going to be our pick for the nomination in 2024. But behind the scenes, it's fascinating. When I talk to donors and even some activists and party officials, they believe Trump eventually, because of this investigation, investigations in Washington, could become increasingly politically vulnerable by the summer or the fall. So it's a wait-and-see moment for many Republican rivals.
The charges are connected to allegations of financial misdeeds. The joyful Pope Francis says he left the hospital where he was being treated for bronchitis. CBS's Anna Matranga has details from Rome.
Pope Francis is back in the Vatican after being released from the hospital this morning. The 86-year-old Pope was smiling and joking as he left Rome's Gemelli Hospital after 3 days of treatment for bronchitis. Tomorrow, he'll preside over Palm Sunday Mass, the first event of Holy Week, the most important and busiest week in the Catholic calendar. Anna Matranga, CBS News, Rome.
Major League Pro Base basketball players and the NBA have worked out a new contract deal.
I'm Tom Foti. It looks like years of labor peace ahead in pro basketball as the NBA and its players announce agreement on a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. That deal will begin this summer. It'll last at least through the 2028-29 season. Either side can then opt out. Otherwise, the new deal will last through 2029-2030.
That's CBS's Tom Foti. And this is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIHLUSA.com.
Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Here on Civic Media and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This music, you know it means girls night out. I don't know why I started this, but I'm glad I did because this is so much fun. But of course I want Joel here. Joel is the heart and soul of this show because he can just spew knowledge like I cannot. I can just make people laugh. That is my thing. Hit knowledge is his thing. But you know what? Team. Opposites attract. Yeah, we vibes. It is the 30th of, I was going to say May, but it's not May. The 30th of March. And it is nasty outside. I don't know if you've been outside lately, but it was snowing and sleeting, and we're going to get that rain tomorrow, and that does not make me happy. But that just means one more day closer to turkey season. I have second week, so I'm really pumped for that, and I'll be getting a new slate call because I tried my diaphragm calls again, and that just, I laugh constantly because it tickles. I don't know. Okay, so I'm talking to them already, but let me introduce them. We have Willow Vecklin. I had to ask her last name at least a dozen times because I cannot. I'm so bad with last names. But Willow Vecklin and then Jennifer Straw. Hi, how's it going?
Going really good. Great.
Yeah. I want to introduce you right away because I'm going to start talking to you guys because I can ramble, but I can't ramble by myself. You know what I mean? But I met these two lovely ladies when I went out, actually through Facebook because I found a Take a Kid ice fishing. I don't remember what lake it was on. Do you remember what lake it was on?
Schoolhouse
Lake. Thank you. And I was really pumped for that. I wanted to take a kid ice fishing. That's what we do. That's what you're supposed to do. Teach the next generation what's going on. Get them outdoors while we can before summer takes over and they don't want to do anything with us. But you guys, both of you, were mentors. I guess you could call them mentors, right? You were there helping. Yeah. You were there. You were teaching the kids how to do it. My first question is, how did you get hooked up with that?
Yes, so we're actually part of a bass angling group out of Watertown called CNR Bass Anglers. Mm. And the guy that puts on the Take a Kid Ice Fishing event, he came to one of our meetings, and we've been helping with that a couple years. So he came to one of our meetings, kind of explained his thought process behind it, that he basically just wants to get kids out fishing, get them hooked.
Perfect.
On the...
So what should happen?
Exactly. So he talked to us. I thought it was a great opportunity, so I shared it a bunch, volunteered, and then went out and did it, and it was a lot of fun seeing the kids just light up, even though we were catching, like, mini bluegills. They were just having a blast.
But it was big in their hands, because
yeah, exactly.
They were so tiny. So it was, like, our normal size to them.
Hey, a fish is a fish for their age.
Uh-huh, it is. Little french fries, mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't care.
Just seeing what comes out of the hole, they have no idea.
Uh-huh.
So.
And yeah, just seeing our faces too, I was so pumped. I was so excited. But, Willa, how did you get involved the same exact way, just by...
Yeah, that? Same exact way. I'm also involved in the CNR Bass Angler Club.
So what does CNR stand for?
Catch and Release.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. That makes perfect sense. So would you eat bass? Do you eat bass?
No. No, absolutely not.
Have you tried it?
Also, no.
Then how can you
course I know. I haven't tried it.
I don't eat any fish. It's really silly. I always tell everyone that I never reap the rewards of any of my harvests, you know?
But you do let them go. Take a picture and release. Yep. Picture it didn't happen.
I did eat my first bluegill when Jen fried it up for me, maybe 2 months ago. Yeah. But let me tell you, those bluegills were caught 2 hours before we fried them up. So they
fresh lake to plate.
You know what this makes me realize? That you have not actually experienced a Wisconsin fish fry then.
Nope. Okay, I have a couple times, actually.
Okay, everybody listening. She is from Pennsylvania. I learned all this. We'll get to this part. But I have to say this. I feel like you're not a true Wisconsinite. You can't have a Wisconsin license, a residence, unless you go to a Wisconsin fish fry. Am I right?
I feel like that's pretty true.
I have admitted
I've gone to Friday fish fries. Yeah. I've tried haddock. People have told me, you know, give it a shot. I probably ate one bite and said, not my thing. Maybe it's just the haddock. Maybe I need to try some fresh walleye before.
You gotta come to my house. I'll make you a whiskey old fashioned or a brandy old fashioned. Then we can have it with some fresh gill, some fresh oil. Girl, I got some salmon. I got some walleye. I got this nice new recipe. We can either bake it, fry it, whatever you want. I feel insulted, but now I feel like I have to give this to you. You're my take a kid. Fish fry. Sorry to call you, kid. I have no idea how old you are.
24.
Oh, I'm 34. Nice.
There we go.
Almost 35.
Almost take a kid.
Okay, so how did you get involved with CNR?
So I got involved with that through some people I knew when I moved down to the area. A lot of my friends do it, so they're like, you should pick it up. I actually had done one other bass tournament before, but didn't bring a fish in because my partner and I didn't know what we were doing.
Gotta start somewhere, though, right?
So then they're like, you should join this and start doing tournaments. And at first, it was extremely intimidating to me. I'd bass fish for fun, but never competitively. And it was random boat draw, so it was... When I first started, I was jumping in random people's boats. I didn't know.
Really?
That's a thing? Yep. So it's random boat draw. Like before each tournament, they draw a name out of the hat and that's who you're paired with. So it wasn't like one person that I knew that I was always getting in the boat with.
Oh.
So I was terrified my first couple ones.
That sounds terrifying.
But everyone in our club is so inviting and it's not like, obviously we're all very competitive, but the boaters are willing to help the co-anglers learn, especially us where we didn't know what we were doing initially.
Right. Yeah.
So they've been really good about helping us kind of with baits, colors, learning patterns, those kind of things. So, yeah. I mean, after my first tournament, I was totally fine with it. Like, I was totally comfortable. All the dudes are really cool.
You can say it, you were hooked. You can use
that. I was hooked.
You can use that. I will 100% accept that.
Love it. I was hooked.
Well, that's really neat because maybe, you see, this is how conversations get started. This is how you get other people in the outdoors. This is also why 12% of Wisconsin licenses have been up because of women. 92,000 women are registered for last year.
That's to hunt
and
news. Fish.
Yeah, but isn't that fantastic? Increase.
Absolutely.
And I think I was trying to find some statistics from like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but like I couldn't because it's just all antlerless, all that kind of stuff, not actually like female ones. Mm-hmm. That just to me shows that women are now seeing the doors open to us. Like we are now realizing we can do this compared to 10, 15 years ago when we couldn't. Did you guys start hunting, fishing right away? When like from childhood, did you guys start or did you start later in life? Because 18 to 24, 18 to 34 are the now fastest growing female population trying to get hunting licenses. So right. I'm definitely one of those because I didn't start hunting until 11 years ago. Did you start early?
So I actually started fishing right from when I was a kid. My dad did a ton of ice fishing. So that's kind of how I started. I have a picture of me when I was like 4 years old, just scooping ice out of the hole. Couldn't do anything. Couldn't do anything with the tip ups. But I was fascinated scooping the ice out of the hole and looking at the fish. And then obviously I went out with him and my brother like every weekend in the winters. So just pick that up as I went. As I got older, I loved doing it, constantly out there. I mainly started with like tip-up fishing and then moved to jigging actually probably just 2 years ago. So I'm pretty new to that, but loving it.
You did so good with the kids. Like you seemed like you knew exactly what was going on.
Got some good teachers that taught me.
Well, that's perfect. Absolutely. What about you, Willow, Miss Pennsylvania?
No, Miss Pennsylvania, she did not start taking fishing very seriously until she moved to Wisconsin waters. You know, when I was a kid, I was getting tired one day, and I told my dad I didn't want to sit in the cab of the tractor anymore. And he told the farmhands, you know, it's time for you guys to take her out fishing for lunch.
Aww.
And little farm pond, cows running all around. And I caught a few bluegills, and that's when I was hooked.
Oh, that's awesome.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah, aww. We went. My best friend in elementary school, not a fisherman herself, but she had a lake house, and across the road there was a dock, and thunderstorm was rolling in, and I remember this. I was 7 years old, and we just hit lights out crappies.
Oh, dang.
And I just remember the owner constantly walking outside of her door, always having to take the hooks off out of our fish. Because it was that young. We could put the worm on, but yep. We absolutely could not take the fish off.
Oh, yeah. When they swallow it, man, I still feel guilty for yanking that out.
She had her rain gear on. She had an umbrella, and she just camped out with us the whole thunderstorm.
Aww.
Just really helping cute. Us out. She realized that... she needed to tell my mom how much I loved fishing, so my mom found that out and said, you know, your grandpa was a fisherman.
Aww.
And at that time, my grandpa was going through some health issues, so he wasn't really on the fishing sidelines anymore. But all of a sudden, I took it up. My mom taught me the rest of the ropes to do more independent fishing, and I stuck that way for 18 years, and I moved out to Wisconsin and didn't realize the sport was so serious out here.
Yeah, we take things outdoors. Like, Wisconsin is the absolute greatest place to be an avid outdoorsman.
Absolutely.
Like, from sure. hiking to bird watching to fishing to hunting to everything. Literally everything. Shed hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Morales. Mm-hmm. Like, it's that season right now, coming up to turkey season, which we'll get to that in a little bit.
And snacks.
Of course. Yeah.
I moved to Wisconsin for America's Dairyland. Didn't really realize that it was going to be fishing land, fishing waters too.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. And I wish I started a lot earlier. Like I said, I started 11 years ago from Bill. Bill taught me how to do everything. He lit all my knowledge is his knowledge transferred to me, and then I added my little twist on it because I'm Danielle. I have to add a twist.
Of course.
Yeah, I think all of us can agree that we're very thankful for those mentors that we had, and we hope that we can be them for the younger generation or even anybody who is willing to come outdoors.
Yeah, because growing up, too, not only ice fishing, but my parents had a cottage, our grandparents did, so my cousins, my brother, we'd all go out there. My mom would take us fishing. We'd just kind of, like, go on the docks down the beach because, I mean, we had a rowboat, but it was kind of fun just going on the docks and
I would do
going
that
down
too.
By the swamp. So that's how we kind of started there too with open water fishing. It was mainly just panfish starting and then cast out randomly for bass. Didn't know anything at the time about it. I was just like, you just cast something out and they bite eventually.
Yeah, logical.
It's not quite how it goes.
You just throw a piece of corn out there, tie it to a little string and pull it in.
That's how I learned how to fish. It was only corn and peanut butter. Yep. That was it. My mom caught 23.
Dogs. Right.
Big northern
on tip-ups.
But when we get back, we're going to talk about bass fishing because I really want to know more about that and more about the CNR because I want you guys to be my mentor because I've wanted to get into that forever. But we'll keep that for the next segment. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. Call us at 844-967-2789.
Well, it's my night to rock.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 38 this afternoon under overcast skies. Northerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight. Clear skies, mainly cloudy tomorrow, 53. Upper 50s Monday with a chance for scattered showers. Turning cooler Tuesday with highs in the low 50s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Let's go, girls.
I feel like I'm I feel like even if you hate this song, you know that first part. Calvin, you're jamming too, Calvin, aren't you?
I know this song.
You know this song? Do you know the line dance, Calvin?
I don't, but I grew up, and this is what my mom would play. Oh. Not this specifically, but country music is what my mom played in the car on the way to school every morning.
I like your mom. Your mom seems like a pretty cool chick. I like it. So this music playlist is... because of Calvin. I appreciate it, Calvin.
Perfect.
Calvin's badass. He was, oh, see, look, I did it.
There it is.
I did it.
Oh, there it is.
I did not hear that. Bad. You're just awesome. Just awesome. Crap. See, stuff like that happens.
Gotta replace it with Ope.
Ope. Ope. Ope. Speaking of Ope, we have the reruns on Saturday, followed by Charlie Barron's show. So I'm super excited about that. So if you're missing us tonight, you can either find us on Apple or Spotify or listen to us on Saturday. Again, give us a call at 844-967-2789. We are here with Willow Vecklin and Jennifer Straw. I'm so excited I can say your last name correctly. I don't know if you saw my post online on my social medias, but I'm famous for spelling things incorrectly. I think I might make this into a game. Just like have random words and then they all make up one word at the end of the month or something. I don't know.
Just be like, did she mean to do that?
You never know. You never know. But I'm sitting on my couch and I try to plan all this and sometimes it just doesn't work out because I get too fast, like fixated on one thing and I forget about the other things and it just, you know. Spiral. Woman's head just goes down and down and down, domino, domino. But before break, we talked about how both of you got into it, which is fantastic. Both of you inspired me to pursue more bass fishing because I would love to bass fish. Because for one, I don't like eating bass, but I have a bass. I have tried it. I don't like it. Do not like it. I also do not like northern. I can't. It's just too fishy for me, I guess you could say.
It is a fishier fish.
It is a fishier fish with their technical faces. but CNR, how does one get into this? And how many, okay, I'm going to bring it up because this is a woman show right now. How many women are in CNR? How big is CNR? Is CNR just Wisconsin? Get some more information about this.
Yeah, so CNR is a Southern Wisconsin group. It's out of Watertown. It was founded... Ooh. I think in the 1980s. I might be wrong about that. Sorry if I am. But so it's been around a while. There's actually, I think, 25 members maybe in there?
Oh,
maybe a little
nice.
More. So it's a good size. We have a good size boat turnout for tournaments. Probably, I mean, it ranges. Sometimes there's 6, sometimes there's 10, sometimes there's more boats. We happen to be the only females in the club, though.
The only females?
That's
right.
Actually,
that's
great. There is Joe's girlfriend, Melissa, now that joined.
Okay, I have
so there's
met
three.
Melissa. Okay, there we go.
That's very sweet.
Aww.
But when I started in CNR 2 years ago, I was the only woman in it.
Yeah.
So that also was a bit intimidating, along with just not knowing that much into bass fishing.
Yeah, that would be very intimidating. But with, like, so from walleye fishing to bass fishing, it's completely from ice fishing to bass fishing. Every fishing is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You need different tackle boxes, lunch boxes to go with that. So with bass fishing, give me more information about someone just starting bass fishing. Like, what would they need to get into it? Okay. Obviously, a rod and, you know, all the basic, but more, like, information. Like, what type of lures? Like, poppers? Like, little frogger, popper, topper thing boppers? You know what I'm talking about? I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Absolutely. I mean, there's such a wide variety. It depends kind of what you're targeting. I'd say one of the first things, obviously, most people can use, like, an open bale bait or just rod and reel.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you'd want to get good at is with a bait caster. That's a little bit more tricky to cast, but once you get it down, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Those are just two different kinds of ways you can target fish. I think being that versatile, because if you're frog fishing, you're going to want a bait caster. If you're drop shotting, you're going to want an open bale. So it's like you have to kind of be versatile with what your boater's doing, because you have to go along with what your boater's deciding to do, and you're just kind of there for the ride and to adjust how they do it.
Yep.
So for my first CNR Bass Angler tournament in June, I got so lucky. I drew Brad Knight for my first boater. Great guy. Very welcoming. Definitely didn't keep me intimidated for that part of the entire tournament. That was my biggest worry, was I'm going to make a fool of myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's very nervous. But honestly, I had three lines. I had three rods. All of them were spinning reels. I did not have any bait casters ready to go. But I had, you have your trusted ways of, you know, finesse fishing. I had I flipped a Senko most of the day. Drop shotting, thank goodness I had that. And then either your Carolina or a Texas rig. Those are three trusted bass tournament methods that, you know, were successful. Because obviously I won that tournament. Co-angler tournament.
First one she jumped in.
Oh.
Whooped everyone's butt. And I think...
Big bass.
I think, did you beat out all of the boaters for the total weight?
I don't recall.
It was
13 pounds, I think.
Yeah, you were either the top or close to the top out of everybody, including the boaters.
And you first won.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Everybody was having a pretty rough day, and I just flipped a Senko on top of the weeds. Everybody was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, flipping a Senko.
This is what I'm doing, duh. You don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, I think my nerves, they were a lot less once I was catching fish before Brad and I. And once Brad and I, he was catching a ton of fish, but mostly he got a few pike, and I limited out, thank God.
That's awesome.
Because I would have felt terrible if I didn't.
Well, we're going to talk more about that when you get back. Oh, when we get back, not just you. And then we also have a couple callers on the line, so we'll get to them when we get back. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. It's the song.
Get hyped.
I feel like a woman.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. At least 9 people are dead in several states after a tornado last night. Terry Hartwick is the mayor of North Little Rock, Arkansas.
The power outages will be substantially timed, but we're working. I'd be patient.
One person was killed after the roof of the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois, collapsed during the storms. Teresa Best was searching for her friends.
I've gone to so many shows here. I know so many friends who go here all the time, and it's crazy to think that the roof caved in.
Former President Trump expected to turn himself in next week after a grand jury issued an indictment. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor is at Manhattan Criminal Court.
He's likely to be brought through a non-public entrance here at the courthouse. He will be fingerprinted. A mugshot will be taken. Then he'll appear before a judge and enter a plea.
Trump denies any wrongdoing. Pope Francis has left the hospital in Rome, where he was treated for bronchitis. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Hey, Wisconsin. The spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. We are the Iron Claw. Hey! It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't you deserve a job you'd love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Thing to admit, I'm 34 years old, right? Spice Girls are my jam so hard. I want to be them. So my friends and I did a bunny putt-putt. I was supposed to, but I had to work. So it snowed. It gave us, what, 6, 8 inches, 10 inches? I don't know. So much snow last weekend. That's when I had the first Saturday plan to go, you know, have fun with the girls. It was a bunny putt-putt. And I was trying to convince them so hard. Let's go as a team, as the Spice Girls. They said no. Like immediately. I would shame. No. They're like, no. I'm like, but you can be whatever you want. I'll be Baby Spice if you want me to be Baby Spice. No. Hard pass.
Missed opportunity.
I know. I need to find some Spice girlfriends. I don't know why. Okay. But
I'd join. Spice yeah, girlfriend. Let's go.
Let's do it.
You got the crew right here.
Done. Okay, this is a woman podcast, but not a Spice Girl podcast. Back to hunting and fishing. So you gave us good lures for bass fishing. We talked about Brian. We talked about how you got into it, which is all very absolutely interesting. Now we're going to bring up a different topic, how I messed up with turkey hunting. Because I thought you guys, I assumed since you guys were talking to me nonstop about outdoors, about fishing pretty much, I just assumed that you were into turkey hunting. So have either of you ever been turkey hunting before?
I haven't been turkey hunting. Growing up, my dad and my brother always deer hunt. So I've done every deer hunting activity, deer camp under the sun. I've sat with my dad before. My brother's shot them. I've helped him track them. I've helped do everything, gut them, skin them, process them. We do it all ourselves versus taking it in. So I've done literally everything except for shoot one. And I've actually been wanting to get into that recently. I don't know why I ever didn't want to initially, but that's something I definitely want to take up.
Yeah. So have you, Willow?
So I grew up in a family who does not hunt, but when I was here in Wisconsin, I took it upon myself to go up to Juneau, Monroe County's public land, and I shot my first cow of a deer and 2 miles back from the truck.
Ooh.
And I think I ruined every single hunter's last day of the season.
Going out with a bang, literally.
And let me say, I shot that deer 30-06 in a pair of tie-dye Crocs.
Oh my goodness, Bandit! Of course, everybody knows I have Bandit in the studio, and we changed his food.
Oh no.
Oh, and we're in a tiny little bubble.
Sorry, I'm sure we'll waft over here soon.
Yeah, here we go. Oh my goodness, Joel will be shaking his head right now if he's hearing this. Okay, continue your story. Oh my goodness.
So, It was the last day. I forgot my boots. I'm wearing my Crocs in the marsh. And I shot my first cow of a deer on the final day with a 30-06.
Now, good for you.
I have discovered I did it once. I don't think hunting is for me. I'll stick with the 365 days of fishing.
Oh, yeah?
Unless it's private land, maybe. Yes. I was very uncomfortable on public land, not knowing where people were, and I felt horrible for ruining everybody's last day.
Well, it was obviously gun season and everything, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Everyone should be wearing orange as it is.
They were.
And now,
they
thanks were. To Joel Clayfish at Goss Woman, can wear pink, too. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah.
Joel's the one that passed that.
Really?
Yep. Good old Joel, our host. See, I told you, he's a man with the knowledge. He's the man with the plan. And he is not here, but we can thank him. Thank him right now for letting us women wear pink. Yes, but I don't wear pink, so sorry, Joel.
The option's there.
Yeah, the option is there. The option is there.
That's how we increase those statistics. Oh, that yeah. Talking
that 12%. 92,000. Like, that's absolutely mind-blowing to me. Hopefully next year we can get up to 100,000. I don't remember. I remember seeing on Realtree.com, I think there was 2.1 million hunters or something like that. I feel like that's a lot less than I think. I want to say 2.1 million hunters in the U.S., like combined total, which is huge. But I couldn't find just a woman statistic.
Right.
But like I remember seeing 44% of them are women, but I don't remember this for Wisconsin or for the U.S. I have no idea. But we're getting out there.
I think it's the same way for everything, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, women are getting more into male-dominated fields, farming, hunting, fishing, all of those things, because we're, you know, having mentors and volunteers. Social media has a huge impact.
It does.
You know, increasing and getting those women out there and feeling more confident to say, I can do this myself. I don't, you know.
And I also think COVID helped us too, right. Because yeah, we wanted absolutely. To provide for our family too. We couldn't do anything. We wanted to be outside. And you can go out there without a dang mask.
Yep.
I don't, that's a whole other story that we can't even bring up right now.
How many times did we go fishing with COVID, not knowing if we were exposed or not?
Yeah, we're like, yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's get out of the house.
This we're fish fishing. We can stay 6 feet if we really had to.
Yeah.
Don't cough on me. We'll be okay.
Yeah, look that way. But yeah, no, I completely agree with you. It is booming because of social media. Social media is a huge part. That's how I met both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking like this, I'm hoping that we can continue this and be friends outside of here and help me get in with CNR, figure more about that, because that'd be awesome. Bill will only take me walleye fishing.
Missing out. We'll
take the trade. We go right past the cane beds, and I'm just like, just let me, just right here, just stop. But he won't. Sometimes, like once every 10 times, he will. But
it's like flip a single in there, yeah, real just quick, crack one. I'll like, be like, what'd you do?
Nothing. Hold on. Then maybe I can bring both of you out turkey hunting.
I think that would be an awesome trade.
Yeah, because awesome right now, I don't know if anybody listening has bought leftover tags. Leftover tags went on sale on Thursday or Friday last week. So I believe E and F. So during the spring season, you get season dates. So you get A through F. So that this 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks, 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now starts the first week, A week, and then my week's B week, and then so on and so forth until F week. But during the fall, you can get those turkeys whenever you want. Doesn't matter. Whatever. So right now, do you guys know about the patron's license? No?
The patron's.
So the patron's license, it includes you for all of the licenses you can get out there.
Oh, yeah. I've seen.
So,
I've seen
but obviously you have to go get you like your waterfall tags, and stamps, mm-hmm, all that kind of stuff. But it gives you a HIPAA stamp. It gives you your fishing, gives you turkey, gives you an option for like bear or elk and everything. You can do it all. And it's just a quick $170, $176. Wow. Donate some money to the Wildlife Foundation, all that kind of stuff. But it's like perfect because I forget everything. I have to have a reminder. So if I just can buy all this at once, one and done, which is perfect. I need that. I really need that. But yes, no, I will. If you two follow through with getting your turkey tags, like leftover tags, I have a couple farmers that have, it's private land. I do.
More confidence on private land.
Yeah, more confidence, which I totally understand that. Because when I first started, mm-hmm, I didn't want to go out on public land either. Because you only hear the horror stories.
Yeah.
That's all you hear. But you don't hear, like, on the Sportsman Channel, there is public land hunters. Or YouTube, or whatever like that. You can go on YouTube. It's public land hunters. Like, they strictly just hunt public land. Mm-hmm. You know how much, one of us need to Google this. How many acres of public land are in Wisconsin? That's why Wisconsin is the greatest outdoor place to be right now, because there's so much available to us, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But across the street from where I live, there is, I don't know, I'm just gonna pull a number, like 500 acres, but it's muzzle loader only, and then bow. So there's no shotguns, no rifles, no nothing flying over your head. If someone, mm-hmm, can shoot me from 200 yards away with a bow, then like, go right ahead, because that's pretty impressive. Skill. I will happily take this arrow through my arm. Because that's some did. Skill.
See, and that was the other thing, too. It was the first week of archery, and I was on public land back on Juno Monroe, and I'm sitting at the base of a tree, and I thought I shot a doe, and all of a sudden, apparently, I ruined another guy's hunt, because he was in the tree stand. I didn't even see him 50 feet behind me.
Oh, well, that's what public land is. That happens.
I had no idea. Well, and if that was the case, I would have felt horrible.
Job. That's all right. It happens. That's what public land is. And yeah, hopefully he wasn't. Did you?
I missed that doe. I thought I actually smacked it. I called my friend, and I was like, I think I have one down 200 yards out. And, well, it was actually 30 yards where I shot it, but I think it ran straight back.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm 200 yards away, I'll be back and we can track it. And trampling over everything, the tree stand comes down, and you're like, oh, we just ruined the whole morning for you guys, sorry.
Well, it happens. Like,
I thought it was my first doe, but then all of a sudden, he gets out of the tree stand, him and his dad come around the corner, and there's two doe in the back of the truck. Oh. So we have no idea.
Oh no. Dang. Who knows?
But, yeah. I had a crossbow. I broke my wrist way too many times to pull one back.
I was gonna say, so what for you being 24 years old, why did you get a crossbow? Because
I broke my wrist way too many times and I dislocated shoulder in high school.
No, so, really?
Crossbow's a lot easier for me to manage.
I believe it. I definitely believe that.
But, I used to shoot bow for fun. Like my brother, he got as he obviously grew older, he needed a bigger one with more heavier draw. So he gave me his old one, and I just shoot and practice and have fun. Oh, perfect. Again, I don't know why I didn't take it up. I had fun doing it.
It's fun though, isn't it?
It is fun.
And now that it's available to high school students too, like they have these actual archery leagues and clay leagues,
mm-hmm,
in high school. Like
I would have done that.
Yeah, I didn't have that in
high school. Shout out to Troy High School in Troy, Pennsylvania. They had archery in our gym class in like 10th grade.
We did that in New London.
Yeah.
It was
just like
little targets inside.
Like a little plastic recurve and stuff.
And of course, that was everybody's favorite week in gym class because everybody in my hometown, everybody's farmers and everybody's hunters. I was like the oddball out. I was just the farmer. But everybody's favorite week was, you know, the archery.
Yeah. That's pretty fun. I really wish I got into this a lot earlier, and hopefully people were listening. Hopefully we can, you guys did with Take a Kid Ice Fishing. Like Amber, Amber loved, well, she calls you her best friend.
That is so cute.
I can't wait to meet my best friend when she calls in.
I know. I text her. I don't know what's happening. I sent my sister Jessica. They are in, I honestly don't know. I should know where people are, but I don't. I really don't.
Amber's going to catch her first pike on a hot dog on a tip up here soon. Winnebago next year.
Oh, they're in Tennessee. Okay, they're in Tennessee right now visiting a friend. But yeah, I told them to call and they said they would because they were so excited about it. But
Eastern time, don't make a mistake. I do that a lot. I do that a lot being from Pennsylvania.
We'll just have to get them out on the boat.
There we go.
Summer.
Perfect.
Catch some bass.
Kayaks on the...
I want to catch some bass, too.
We'll get you.
Definitely need to do this.
Oh, definitely. I have access to a boat now, so I can take a ladies' trip out.
Ooh, speaking of ladies' trip, Stiletto Archery League. Have you heard of this?
No.
So, Whale Tails Archery. They have a bull fishing event in June. Usually falls either the week before my birthday or the week after my birthday. It's just like five or six bull fishing boats get together, five or six girls per boat, and all of us go out bull fishing and then drinking afterwards.
I would love to do that. I've always wanted to bull fish.
Yeah. My first Wisconsin water experience was bow fishing.
Believe it
or not.
Your first one.
My first time on the water on a boat in Wisconsin was bow fishing.
Proud.
And I was watching people just with all this carp in front of us. And I was like, so these are invasive. We have to get rid of them. Like, how do we solve this issue when they're when they spawn thousands and thousands of eggs every time? And, you know, my first shot was actually on land and it was a buffalo carp. And I was like, okay, next time I want to catch all those pike, all the walleye I saw out there, the crappie and the bluegills that were sleeping
in
bed.
Taking notes, drop some pins.
Yeah, where are you
some
located
waypoints.
Right now?
Uh-huh.
You cannot fish while you're bow fishing, though.
No, you cannot.
That is illegal in Wisconsin.
Missed opportunity.
But so now you know where they're camping out, so you can go in the next morning.
So did you experience the insane neighbors while you were bow fishing with their lights?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, at least two or three houses get angry that we go out there with our bright lights and do all that kind of stuff.
The Karens.
Yeah, oh, yes, exactly, the Karens. One guy actually I don't know if he threw a rock or something. He was throwing rocks right at us. Like, he was obviously, you know, had a couple of root beers, and they were having a bonfire, but whatever. It happens.
Some long drinks.
You cannot win them all. Exactly. when we get back, we're going to talk about inspiration for the woman for the future generation, and we're going to get the last segment with Ted Nugent. Stay tuned. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country. Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I said hell yeah.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wax, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation. All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wax,
GTWLawyers.com. Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 38. North winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Highs around 53. Upper 50s Monday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Tuesday with highs in the low 50s and thunderstorms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Whoa. Such a good song. You're listening to Raised in Wisco, The Shaw, 101 FM 540 WAUK. You can listen to us on Spotify or Apple right after the show for a podcast, so you can continue listening to us on your radio, your internet. We're at Facebook Live on WAUK Facebook or Instagram. I don't know if they have an Instagram. Yeah, they have an Instagram too. Or even better, give us a call at 844-967-2789. Either join the conversation or just give us a topic. Do whatever. Call us. Hang out. Bring us food at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. We're in the big old fishbowl. Like yeah. I always tell people to bring us food. They never bring us food. So the second part of the segment, we have good old Uncle Ted. I'm so thrilled and pumped. I actually got to talk to him. It was the greatest thing. Like, not many people that I know. Okay, I know one person that talked to him before. But like, dude, Uncle Ted. Does Uncle Ted have an influence on you guys? Do you know who Uncle Ted is?
I don't.
Oh my goodness. My palms are all sweaty. All right. This is a whole conversation for after the show. But Uncle Ted. Uncle Ted, Spirit of the Wild, Call of the Wild. He is the know-all, be-all of everything outdoors. Literally everything outdoors. But we have the second part of our conversation at the end of this part. Of segment. Wow,
Danielle, you're also forgetting that he's a rock star.
Oh, I always forget he is a rock star because you know what? I did not listen. But thank you. Well, thank you very much for reminding us that he is a rock star. I don't even know the name. Do you know the name of his band? I know you do, Calvin.
I don't claim to know that.
Oh, well, at least you brought that up because thank you for bringing that up.
I didn't say I was an avid listener.
Well, perfect. Thank you, Calvin. But before we get into that, word of the wise. Be the mentor to all the little children out there, all the young adults, young women, everybody. Jen, what do you have to say to your younger self, future generation?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, going back to how I started into bass fishing, like I mentioned, I was scared initially. I was scared going in. I didn't have that much experience. I was the only female in the club. But kind of going with that fear and just facing it head on, I made some of the best friends in the club. I've learned so much, and I really value the entire experience as a whole. Kind of facing that fear really helps you grow as a person. I know it's kind of cliche, but it really did in that situation. And I really wouldn't be where I am now with the bass fishing if it wasn't for that situation.
Absolutely.
Well, though?
I think, you know, looking back at my younger self, you know, having the courage to try something new and grow, you can always find mentors and valuable you know, best friends that can help you grow as a fisherman, as a hunter, as an agriculturalist, anything in a male-dominated field. Social media is a powerful tool, and you can look up to so many women that way.
Oh, you definitely can.
So if I could say anything, be courageous, support local.
Reach out,
definitely.
Reach out to us if you want, if you're interested in anything we've mentioned. We'd be happy. Like, we're gonna take you bass fishing, you're gonna take us turkey hunting.
That'll be new. But definitely be courageous, support local, and eat beef and catch fish. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
There it is.
So you can find both of you on social media. You are
Real Lady of the Lake.
And I'm Jennifer Marie Fishing.
Yes, because that threw me for a little kick.
Yeah, you have two.
But I really appreciate you guys coming on the show. And so I want to get to this last part of the interview with Ted Nugent. It was absolutely fantastic. I actually learned a lot about wolf hunting and how it's such a controversy in Wisconsin. And mm-hmm. it was fascinating to hear what he had to say about it. So stay tuned and listen.
So, Uncle Ted, wolf conservation is a huge controversy in Wisconsin. What is your take on that?
You know, if we manage the wolf like we manage white-tailed deer, as in an annual harvest of the surplus to keep the habitat balanced and the structure balanced, there are more deer than ever. Certainly, we want wolves to be in optimal thriving populations, but right now they're off limits. They're untouchable because of the lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. Right, they're overpopulated in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. We should manage them within the carrying capacity of those resources and those habitats so that they maximize revenue generation and family hours of recreation. And again, Joel, I'm just a guitar player, but I figured this out as I was growing up in the deer woods of Michigan with my dad and Fred Bear. And I know that tradition is alive and well, but if the hunting families don't vote, then the anti-hunters and the animal rights liars and scammers, they will win. And currently they're winning with the wolf. So let's make sure that we vote and put pressure on our elected employees in the great state of Wisconsin to make sure that the wildlife, particularly the wolf, is in the asset column as a renewable resource instead of the liability column, which is a lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. The whole state will be endangered if we don't manage wolves responsibly.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now, the wolves are decimating the populations of deer in northern Wisconsin. And I think sometimes, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think sometimes people who utilize the outdoors want to just use the outdoors and be stewards in the outdoors and want to be left alone. And I think one of the things that's tough to encourage them to do sometimes is actually understand that their input, their vote, and their involvement in what happens in the capitals of every state across this country makes a real difference as to how they get to be left alone in the woods and waters.
Bingo. This is a sacred experiment in self-government, the only one in the history of the human experience, where we the people, based on truth, logic, self-evident truth, logic, and common sense, that our elected employees at every level of government, they work for we the people based on those traditional family values: God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, sound science, wildlife management to keep it healthy and thriving, law and order, and all those things I just mentioned, Joel, are now considered radical. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Ted Nugent, and I'm radical because I dare to experiment in self-government. So I've always been attacked for murdering innocent animals because these liars and scammers don't realize that if you don't hunt deer every year, or turkey or pheasant or geese or cougars or bears or whatever the resource might be, if you don't harvest the surplus before winter destroys the habitat, that's until right. springtime regeneration, that those wildlife resources will just suffer and be terrorized as they overpopulate, destroy the habitat. And just to make it relative to everybody out there, everybody's quality of life begins with quality air, soil, and water. The only way you can have quality, thriving air, soil, and water is if you manage wildlife species so they don't devastate the habitat and the environment, which will destroy the air, soil, and water. So, you know, I'm just a simple guitar player, but I'm a dad, I'm a husband, I'm a neighbor, I'm a hunter, I'm a guide, I'm an outfitter, I'm a guitar player, I'm a writer, I'm living the American dream. And no doubt. And I understand the simplicity of sustained
Uncle Ted. I could sit here and listen to him all day long. But a huge thank you to Charmaine and Ted. Thank you to Willow and Jen for coming out. Please get out there in the outdoors. Get out there and vote on April 4th. Go to huntthevote.com or hunternation.com to find out more.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season
to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the